So now the director would like me to talk about. She asked me. She goes, "Do you write any love songs?" And I do. I have them, but I don't always play them for you guys. I play them for the intended, you know. I think there's people that write a lot of love songs. It's what they say, you know, they're universal. People have always given me pointers on, you know,
it would be helpful if you wrote a love song because it's more universal.
And oddly enough, everyone that's ever given me that tip sounds like Elmer Fudd when they do that. And I think you want universal credit card debt. There's infinitely more that than love that I see. But anyway. So that's universal. But hey, Hamill, sing to us of love, you say. Tell us now of your experiences demure, as you have shared your other innermost thoughts to your peers here and expect them to pay and applaud. Speak to us of romance, courtship, enduring tenure, two entwined souls forging ahead to immortality. Unto you I sayeth, hey, mind your own fucking business. I've been married to my wife for 20 years. I've been sober for 20 years. You possibly see some correlating numbers there. And then the director, she says, why is that? Because she got you straight? And I said, no, actually, this is why. So I'll tell you. I'll be honest. She says, tell them. Be honest with them. So I will tell you why. This is why I stopped. Now, also, I will not be self-righteous. I stopped because I did get a couple of DWIs, okay? And then what happened is I got a probation officer, and he could come over to the house anytime his little heart desired. And he did. He came to my house Christmas Eve and piss tested me, and I was fucking pissed off. I said, I have a stool sample wrapped up for you under the tree with the bow there. You might want to check that son of a bitch right out there. I was fucking livid. I have to be honest with you. But it was no longer affecting me, but I thought, you know what? Because I want to play, people. I love to fucking play, right? And I want to keep on playing my whole life. And there was no way that I was going to be able to be 35 years old walking up the stairs drunk and go with my guitar going, baby, I'm going to make it. I was going to look fucking ugly, man. And that's the real reason why I got sober. I think we lived together about 4 years prior to that 20 years. We've been together 24 years, really, but I'm really too fucking high to remember. I don't remember those 4 years at all. And you know, it's the usual shit. I love her dearly. She's my best friend. And you know, sometimes we get on each other's nerves, but everybody gets on my nerves eventually. I've only been up here like 40 minutes. You fucking guys have gotten on my nerves. So I'm just honest. but I'm attracted to strong women. I think I've mentioned this to you before. Are you a strong woman? Right. Okay. Excellent. I'm thinking more like Judge Judy. Personally, I'd like to fuck the shit out of her, but... It's nice to see you. Speaking of which, I would just like to say, and all the waitresses here are very, very pretty, and you know, but how about just one hot 40-year-old fucking waitress here, just for me? Could you do that, Dave? Could you throw me a fucking bone sometime? Just like the token 40-year-old. She'd be like a token African-American we'd have here or something. I know why there's none here. It's not because of you. It has everything. They don't like the cold. There's no, you know, downhill skier Olympic, you know, called fucking Jermaine Washington is the point I'm trying to make. That was a good joke, you fuckers. That was. That's why, because they don't like the cold. All right. I have black friends. They would love that joke, so fuck you. All right. Okay. So she is. She's a toughie. And I will give you one example before I go into my love song. The day that I got dropped from Mercury Records, we were eating dinner. And needless to say, I was quiet, and a very good possibility that I was surly. And my wife said, how long do you think this attitude's going to go on? And I said, I don't know, cut me a break, would you? You know, I worked like 15 years for the thing, and now I'm, you know, don't know what I'm going to do. Give me like 20 minutes maybe to get over it, you know? She says, you know, why didn't you get into the porn business instead of the music business? At least in the porn business, they fuck you in the ass, pay you, and then answer your phone calls afterwards. It's a true story.